congratulations. For a while, man, Lions just hung in there. Their 2-3 zone really gave you troubles, but somehow maybe you wore them down a little bit on the on their offensive end in the fourth quarter, and you guys were able to force some turnovers and pull away.
Yeah, it was the defense that that led to the offense, really. We were able, we got some steals, got out in transition, got some easy looks, but the first half we had no spacing. It was just all jumbled up down there. Our guards were creepy on the three-point line, which then again, you know, lets their guys sag in. So then it's hard to get it to your post players. You know, in that first half, I didn't think our post players were working very hard to try to get the ball either. I think they were running around, but they weren't really posting bodies like they're supposed to. The second half, again, you know, more of a transition, you know, leading to some offense. We didn't turn the ball over as much, though, in the second half. So better spacing in the second half. We attacked it a little bit more. Got some easier looks. Finally got to the foul line. You know, if we don't shoot free throws in a half of basketball, then we're probably not playing through our posts like we're supposed to. And we didn't shoot any free throws that first half. Luckily, you know, Lawson came out and gave us a little spark, you know, hit some early shots. Mm-hmm. Austin was good defensively for the most part. He got in and created some shots for people, you know, in the second half. We shot more free throws, but we spaced the floor out better too. So proud of these guys. You know, it was ugly for a long time, and they kind of took the air out of the ball for a while. Mm-hmm. Each possession seemed like it lasted longer and longer, so it's kind of hard to play defense for that long, but I think they did a pretty good job.
Well, you mentioned Lawson Bailey, 18 points, a career high for him, and all of a sudden he's kind of turned into your hottest three-point shooter last couple of games.
Yeah, that percentage is rising every day, man.
Yeah.
So he works hard, you know, and he deserves everything that he gets. Maybe not that airball free throw. He's not going to live that one down for a little bit, but he does. He works his tail off. And the other thing was, you know, you mentioned the rebounding. Gus and Carter were much more active rebounding in that second half. They really cleaned up the glass on the defensive side. And offensively, them two and Efren, mm-hmm. you know, one possession comes to mind where I think we got three attempts at it. You know, missed a layup, got the offensive rebound, missed it, and then Efren came crashing in from the baseline and was able to tip it, and we happened to come up with it, and Carter laid it in. So we got some easier looks. We did the things we were supposed to do and, you know, showed a little bit of resolve there, you know, when we were up five. I think they came back and took the one-point lead, and then we were able to build our lead from there.
Sometimes it's just when you're in a two-game streak like you had in some tough games and struggling early on here, it's just tough to find a way to win, and sometimes that just relieves a lot of pressure.
It does. You know, you can you can kind of see it on faces, you know, when you go through those moments where you're not losing confidence, but you're maybe a little uncertainty creeps into your head. But they just got to keep doing the things that we work on. Spacing the floor against those zones, moving the ball against those zones, faking more passes, doing more pre-dribble things before we put it on the ground. All of those things will help. And you know, I think it's sometimes we're just a little bit too eager to put the ball on the ground and take off dribbling. As we saw with some of our travels in transition, we just grab it and take off. We're not even sure what's behind us. So we've got to correct those little mistakes that are easily correctable. But you just got to do it. You got to be aware of it. You got to identify them and you know, make improvements.
A big win for you guys to get to 5-6. Now you're in the fifth place game on a Friday afternoon. And it's going to be nice to kind of go back, get some rest here, and get ready for one more game and for the week.
Yeah, you know, this sets up all too familiar, really, from last year. It was the exact same thing. You know, lost the first one, got the win in the second game, and then I think everybody that was there remembers the performance from last year. So we need to redeem ourselves, and that doesn't always mean, you know, you come out with a win. But but last year, I think, you know, it was a sad sight to see. And we got a group of guys. Hopefully we get Ronnie back. You know, that'd be big for us. But, you know, bottom line, hopefully he's feeling better.
Absolutely. Congratulations, Coach, on the win here. Get to 5-6 and a great defensive effort here this afternoon.
Thank you, Adam.